Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. On a Wednesday, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are our phone numbers at Roger and JP on Instagram and X and Facebook. Like us, follow us. We appreciate it. Good morning, JP. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I know I've said in recent days and weeks that I try not to pick on Monica. However, and you're going to agree with me on this one.
Why?
She deserves it today.
Why does she deserve it today?
This show started less than a minute ago. What's happening?
All right.
Not even a minute.
I don't even think
we're 30 seconds in. I saw one of her social media. This is going to hit you, Raj, right in the feels.
Oh, no.
I saw one of her social media posts.
Yeah.
Where she opened up a chocolate pudding snack pack.
Oh. Whoa, I love chocolate pudding
snack pack. Me too, they're delicious.
I know
so
you do.
So good.
This heathen took the top off.
Yeah.
With all that pudding goodness on the top.
Stuck to the lid.
Throws it out.
What?
Doesn't even...
You don't lick it?
See?
Who licks it? There's no need to lick it. Did you see also...
What are
you
talking about?
In that same post, you saw why. Because I went right back to the actual pudding cup. And in there is a whole bunch of pudding that I don't need to use my tongue on. You heard me. And I can use the spoon.
Wait a minute.
It's not going to lick itself, JP.
Right. Did you use... But you didn't use the spoon... On the top, you threw it out.
No, I just throw it with that. What am I doing with that?
Because there's pudding on the top. What it is now you may enjoy a chocolate pudding snack pack, but you don't appreciate a chocolate pudding snack pack.
What?
You don't. Because if you did, and you did a great job getting that container clean with a spoon, you did.
She
ate as much out of that thing as she possibly could.
I love it because it's good.
She got it. Right. Got it.
Did she?
I did.
There's not.
What am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with that in there?
You use your spoon and
scrape
it off the wall.
I don't know anybody who doesn't lick the pudding off the top.
Me and I don't.
Except for you. Add this to the list of things I want you to run past your friends.
Well, I have a feeling they'd side with you on this. But here's my thing. Why does everybody automatically think you're automatically supposed to lick it?
Because it's there for you. It's staring you in the face.
No, you have the ability to throw it away. No, it is food, and I'm not a waster of food. And I do appreciate the pudding because it's a special treat for me. I don't have them all the time. It's extra sweetness that I don't normally have. So I savor every bite. Except that line, that thin line. If you go to my Instagram and look at that story, it's a thin line.
Yeah.
What good is that doing? What are you doing with...
What do you mean
the thin line?
Stuff that's on the foil, you're saying, is a waste?
What it does is it sets the tone to get your taste buds ready to dive in to the cup full of pudding that is a snack pack.
That's a good way to look at it. It's like dipping your toe in the water of a pool. It's just...
Right.
It's an amuse-bouche. No, listen, you know what really wets my taste buds is putting the spoon in the pudding and eating it. Pudding.
The thing is, it used to be, and you probably remember this too, Monica, when they had it was a tin cup, and it used to be the ring and the flip lid and an actual piece of aluminum.
I don't think I remember that.
And it had sharp edges.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
We used to lick that lid, even though they had the sharp edges to get the off. But now this is just, it says Hunt Snack Pack. It's just a piece of harmless foil, just like on yogurt I have every day. I lick the lid.
No, why are you licking the yogurt lid?
Why not? Why would you waste it?
How do you not?
Then my spoon, JP will tell you, because he's mentioned to me like 10 times, that I go, whick, 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 and I get everything out of the lid. He's like, you get enough out of that thing.
Right.
Exactly. You see, I did a really good job cleaning pudding cup. And
I'm saying, can you do me a favor next time?
I see a lot of pudding in there.
Because Roger's upset.
I see a lot of pudding in there.
No,
Roger's
you
got
don't.
That one like
it's
the
a waste.
Like the Indian in the little commercials. Roger's got one little he's got one little teardrop just dripping down his face.
Sadness.
The next time around, can you please
no.
just go for it?
No, and here's why. Everybody acts like
you're stubborn.
No, well, that's very true, and I can admit I'm extremely stubborn. Also, it's I want to prove it is physically possible. You don't have to do it. So
right.
Why do you do it? Because everybody else does it? Because I don't do what everybody else does just because everybody
right,
else does it.
No, you do it because it's the right thing to do.
I don't think it's the right
it's thing. So good. I
you
mean,
don't think? Let me tell you something. If you deliver, if you showed up at a village in Botswana with a whole case of snack pack,
with you
don't think those villagers are licking the top of that pudding thing?
I
bet your
honestly,
ass they are.
I feel like they're not. I feel like they're happy with the actual pudding itself.
Yeah,
and then,
no,
if, and then later on, they might go back and whatever if they're still hungry, which they probably will be.
Uh-huh.
But
not
I don't think
chance.
Anybody's looking at that little tiny spot on the lid. I think they're looking
at it. It's not a tiny spot. It's not. Stop acting like it's a little speck. It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It's a ring of chocolatey goodness you left behind and threw in the garbage.
Right.
Fresh off the top. And it's not even like homemade instant pudding mom used to make where it had like the skin on top. I can almost understand throwing out the skin. But the stuff in the Hunt snack bag, it's all fresh. It's all creamy. There's no skin.
I'm not saying
it's delicious.
I'm not saying it's exactly the same.
Oh, sure.
But much like our warriors in the battlefield, there's no pudding left behind.
Okay. No, that's just a bit dramatic, sir. I
said it wasn't exactly the same, but you get my point.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm asking you to do is understand the other side of it, which is it's okay to not do that. It's okay.
Why? But
can we have non-pudding liquor lid liquors reunite? There are other
people.
Yeah,
you are. No. You are the non-Starbelly Sneech. That's what you are. There was a Starbelly Sneech,
and
then there was the regular Sneeches, and the Sneeches wanted to be Starbelly Sneeches because the Starbelly Sneeches had the star on their belly, which made them automatically cooler. If you want to be a regular Sneech, have at it.
I don't know what a Sneech or a Starbelly is.
Be like the cool kids.
I don't know. I want to be me, and I know that I don't just do it because everybody else does it. I don't need to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm already eating a lot of pudding, that little extra I don't need. So let me just have my pudding and enjoy it on a spoon like a person.
Yeah, it's really no different than after you have a great, say, Italian dish and there's some sauce left and someone mops it up with the bread or whatever. There's all sorts of foods you can think of where people are like, wow, you really cleaned that plate. Yep, because it was great. And that's what you're dealing with chocolate pudding. It's such a small cup.
Right.
That is greatness sitting right there. That is the same as the pudding in the cup. It just happened to stick a little bit to the lid, and it's fresh when you open it. Just take it.
As
so
my
good.
Grandmother would say,
half a spoonful.
You're a waster, Monica.
No, I am not.
I'm not.
I'm a leftover eating mofo who use coupons. I'm not a waster.
That's why it doesn't make sense.
I will say this, though. You might have touched on something here, Roger, because you said sop up and all of that. I don't do gravy either. Maybe it's just I don't like that extra. I don't need to sop up anything. Whatever I eat, and then I eat all I can eat. I don't need to do extra.
And then we can move on. But what if you just held the top with the pudding on it in your hand and use the spoon to get the pudding off the top.
You don't have to lick the lid.
You have to use the spoon to get it off.
That's better than the licking, but at the same time, why would I do that when the spoon that I have in my hand?
Or save it for the end. Just when you think you're out, you go, ooh, I still got the top. Boom.
I mean, I'm done, though. I just had all that pudding.
Okay.
I don't want any more. How much pudding do you need?
Whatever's in the cup.
You want to be a horrible person.
Right? You just take the spoon, right? You take it off the top of
the
foil.
Much. I can't lick the
and
lid.
Then I just saw your Instagram story there, too. You do. You take the spoon, you go around the sides. Because you know why? It was all part of what you were just eating. It's not anything different.
No.
And then you just finish that up. It's in the cup. Mm-hmm. It's not any extra calories. It's not any extra anything. It's exactly what you were going for.
But the spoon can only get so much out of the cup.
So you get more. You could get more than what you got out.
No,
you're not even,
no.
You're not,
are you
you're
kidding
not even
me?
You're not even going around the edges. You're not even trying.
I totally
look
did.
Like
I circled it with
no
my
way.
Spoon. I did.
You're lying.
Next time, use a finger.
Yeah.
Oh, who's using their finger to eat pudding? Now you have
JP
to know
does.
You're crazy.
Why not? You get every last drop off the sides.
I bet you put your fingers in the peanut butter, too.
No.
He just sticks his tongue right in it.
No, I'll tell you what
that's a spoon.
What we do, and it's kind of like hours of entertainment. When you can't get any more peanut butter out of the jar for like whatever, you're at the bottom there.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Oh, they're not supposed to
eat chocolate. You let them stick their nose in there? Like, and it, oh, but then they can't. They
no,
never get stuck.
I hold it, and they're just, they'll just great. Lick at that thing forever.
Well, since we don't have a dog anymore, I use a spatula. I clean that thing right out. It's God. Like it was rinsed under water.
But don't you have a whole new jar of made up? Like,
sometimes what? Not. Sometimes there's not a backup jar sitting there. Sometimes not.
I don't, and like, I think you'll be okay until there is another jar.
Yeah, I know. But taking the spatula and cleaning all that out, you know, you'd be surprised how much. It's like a half a sandwich worth of peanut butter. It's a lot.
With the peanut butter specifically, I will say this, and this is what I think of when I think of jars like that, where I'm not going to do everything you're saying. But I told you guys, I read that book about there's a whole community of people who hop trains and they eat out of, they find stuff in garbage bins and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So in my head, when I close that, I put a tight lid on it so it's sealed. And when they go in and they see that jar, they say, ooh, there's peanut butter in there.
You'll
and it's a
it
treat
behind.
For them.
Oh,
and they
God.
Have peanut butter now.
So then throwing away food now is not throwing away food. It's actually putting food away for someone to find in the garbage.
As long as it's not like
it's wonderful.
You're not wasting it. If you're done with it, you know what I mean? If I'm done with that jar of peanut butter and it's pretty much empty, except I'm not putting a spatula in there.
Right, right. All right. Leaving it behind for people who are less fortunate.
Yes.
It's very nice. Maybe you could take all the foil lids of snack pack chocolate and save them and put them in a little baggie and hand them out at the exits.
Great idea.
You know, at the exits, when you hit the red light and you hand out sandwiches, you may do some very kind things. Maybe you got to hand out some pudding.
Pudding lids. Pudding lids
who wants
here.
Pudding lids. Who wouldn't want pudding lids? Unlicked? Give me those pudding lids. It might as well be a jar of pudding.
I kind of like that idea. You're laughing, but I feel like that's a good idea. I have like five more at home. I probably will do that.
Well, it's good you put it on social so we all can see it. And, you know, now you've been told and it's up to you what you do.
I will continue not licking the lid.
Mm. By the way, happy National Siblings Day today.
That's today.
You may not be. Yes, today is a big day.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Well, you're National Sibling Day.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling it.
No,
Monica, have you been in touch with your siblings at all? I know you're not usually right.
You guys,
not much, but more than your mom. I thought maybe you might have.
I would happily. I've always said there. I feel like my relationship with them should be separate from my mom, but they're not able to do that. But you guys, can I just tell you, I'm seriously stopping therapy, and here's why. I'm getting...
No, you're cured, right?
No.
Therapy day?
I'm not cured, but I'm getting a much better, unbelievably... I've been cured more in the last week than I have in the entire time I've been at therapy, and here's why. TikTok, I got on some sort of algorithm.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. You're gonna like this. I got on some sort of algorithm somehow, some way. I think my phone listens to me, but... It's this woman, and then there's more after that, where she says if you have a no contact with a parent, if your mom was toxic, and then she's going through these things. I swear to you, when I watch all of her videos, and she's making me feel validated, like it's not me, it's her. She's
I'm
damaged.
Telling you that for years.
I know, but I just feel guilty, and it's a thing in my head, and maybe it was me. And this psychiatrist is going on about how.
Yeah, it's a narcissist.
She says she's a narcissist. She doesn't have the ability. And yesterday I saw one. Does your mom?
I would like you to contact the TikTok lady.
Yes.
And give us the same amount of credit you just gave her on this show, because I've been telling you, calling her a narcissist and telling you the exact same thing for the better part of 8 years.
I just feel like, but she's nailing. But you know me. She doesn't know me. She's giving general advice on all these thousands of people that are replying to her.
But it's based on similar stories from people over and over and over and over again.
Yes, and that's what she's.
What do you think I got it from?
I don't know. She's a doctor. Well, now what?
Oh,
I don't, you kind of are with your therapy. And you've done it not just in my mom area. You've definitely done therapy
I know.
In other areas. But
no
I'm saying
credit.
She is totally
creditless, John. That's what I feel like.
Okay,
I know how you feel, Brett.
See, and I'm a sandwich doctor. She doesn't even acknowledge that,
right?
Yes, I do.
Oh right. No acknowledgement.
Thank you, TikTok doctor and other people.
You're quitting therapy because of the TikTok doctor.
Really,
you're good enough with that because it's free?
Because there's, yes.
And she's better?
And she's helped me so much. She's saying things that she doesn't know me. And she's like, does your mom favor her boys? It's because she's jealous. She doesn't have the ability. They're her surrogate husbands because she's always wanting a man's attention. And like she's explaining it all. And these women, these other people are like, my mom's done this. We're all the same person.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
They're like just talking about your life, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yes, and in therapy, it's just me and that chick, and I want to punch her sometimes because she's stupid sometimes. And now it's like these other people that are like, they agree with me.
Wow.
They've lived the same life.
Wow. Well,
so F my siblings.
So it's F your siblings day.
There you go.
That's a whole different day.
I can get down with that.
I mean, I know you can. It now with
that involves jail
with your dad, JP, with your sister. And she's not.
She's actually coming in this week.
Okay, so she's not local, but she's not local. She's like close. She's not in South Dakota or wherever she was.
No, but I have to drive an hour and 20 minutes to pick her up, and an hour and 20 minutes to drive her back.
She's a grown adult. She didn't have any transport. She has no mode of transport.
Ferry, huh?
She's no mode of transport as a grown woman.
She doesn't drive.
So no.
Uber, Lyft, Uber, taxi.
Well, not from Massachusetts or wherever.
Train.
Rhode Island, whatever the whole state.
She doesn't drive on highways, and she'll only drive like regular road. Yeah, it's a whole
thing. Now, what if you said, I don't drive on highways? Why does she get to say it and you don't?
She'll be like, she'll say, I'm not.
Then she can't visit.
I won't be there.
Right. And you'd rather have her visit. I mean, that makes sense.
No, I need her here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like yesterday he called me, he tells me he's dying.
Oh, no. He's back there.
I go, Dad, you're not dying.
Take him to that store.
Yes,
again.
Store.
The Italian store.
Store, stat.
You're not dying. Dad, John, you need to go pick up my medication. No, I don't. He's like, what do you mean, no? I go, what about it? He goes, my pain meds. I go, you got a half a bottle of them. Yeah. I go, I'm not going. You'll be fine tomorrow. Get in your car and go pick up your... Go pick up your meds. And he started giving me a hard time. I'm like, not happening.
But if he's got them, I can't, he has to go get
them. I said, I can't do it today. I got to take Joseph to his lacrosse. Yeah. Joseph's got a lacrosse game. Then I got to pick him up there. I got to go to the game, then grab him, go to his soccer practice, get home. I'm not going to get home until 8:45. I'm not dealing with this. Mm-hmm. You're not dying. I promise you, you're not going to die. You're going to live forever. You're a vampire.
You're a vampire.
And he can go pick him up. Can't?
Of course he can.
But he doesn't need them, you said, as well. On top of that, he's got a supply at home.
He doesn't need them today.
Right. For like a day's worth.
Yeah, a few days worth. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, but he's...
Well...
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
So your sibling is going to come here, and what's she going to accomplish since she can't drive? I mean...
She'll drive side streets. She doesn't have to go on anymore.
She's staying with you, staying with him?
She's probably going to stay with us for her own sanity.
Yeah.
But she'll... I mean, she'll have to use his car. She's not going to have access to wheels. I don't know. I don't care.
She just said she's coming into town.
I don't care. As long as I get a week without getting those phone calls.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half, you said?
About an hour and 15 to get out to pick her up.
So that's round trip, 2.5 hours. What do you guys talk about? Like, is there a radio?
Well, it's not in the same day. No, we're cool. I just need her here. That's all. Like, I get it all day, every day. She doesn't.
And she has to have you take her back, so she can't say, like, I'm out of here and just leave after an hour. Oh,
correct. Unless she wanted to pay for an Uber for an hour and some odd minute drive, which I know she's too cheap to do, so therefore.
Yeah. Well, it's part of sibling sharing, having her come here. That's good.
Sharing is caring.
She should. That's
right. National Sibling Day, so perfect timing.
Sharing is caring. I know.
What's the over-under of when she's over it, when she starts complaining to you about him? So now you're getting his complaints.
15 minutes.
She's smarter than that. She won't.
Yeah.
She won't. Mm-mm.
She
better be smarter than that.
Then you're going to hear it from both of them, and then he's going to be complaining about her to you, and she's going to be complaining about him to you.
And then I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, God, yeah. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
You spend an hour and a half giving her tips. And how she, you know, what to expect and how to handle. So that way you have a nice, clear week.
What if
she doesn't have any questions.
What if she gets there and he's just sweet as pie like he was at the store
right.
with her. And she's all like, what are you talking about? He's great. I had so much fun. I'm so happy for the and thankful for the time that I got to spend with Dad.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
He says you do nothing.
All right.
Why are you trying to kill
thankful.
Him?
He wishes I was here all the time.
Meanwhile, his doctor was complimenting the way I've been on top of everything with him.
Mm-hmm. Keeping him involved.
No, me being involved trying to get answers from the doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how do I get somebody in there? How do I get, you know, like, and he said to my father, he's like, you know, your son's very involved. He goes, like, it's not always like this and blah, blah, blah. And
what'd you just say to that?
He's like, he's all right. He doesn't do as much as you think.
He's all right.
Oh my God.
At least that's what he told me. At least that's what he told me, he said.
Yeah.
That's what my father told me, he said.
He doesn't do it. That's what he told you, he said. He doesn't do that as much as you think.
Right.
Wow.
Jeez. So he might have said something like, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Really?
I told you what happened with the cleaning lady when I walked in there and I was setting up all that stuff. And she's like, you done more, you got him to do more work for you in 10 minutes than I got him to do in the last 30 years. I wanted to kick his throat in.
Kick his throat in is so specific and
that's
violent.
That's very violent. Like, very violent.
He deserved it. He deserved it. I wasn't even going to go there today. I wasn't even thinking about it today. Way to bring me.
Well, happy National Siblings Day. To,
way to bring the dark side, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody out there with brothers and sisters.
What's
and,
what?
Three and two, three sisters, two brothers. And if you have a big family like that, especially to you, I give you happy National Siblings Day. Hope it's a good day for you.
No
Everybody
fighting.
Just texts hi and love you all and that kind of stuff. And then it's good. You don't have any fights today.
And you know what? And if you have
like that.
Toxic brothers or sisters, just hope that they don't
and
get a hold of
that.
You. Yeah, just hope that I want to go all day and not hear from any of them.
Right. All the toxics stay by themselves and the good ones stay by themselves. All right, Roger and JP, about an hour away, we'll play the game Dead Guy in the Envelope, but a lot more of the Roger JP show before then. We'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.